Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
This is one from Jay Lieberman.
When I was 40 years old, I tore the meniscus in my left knee playing basketball. Initially, I didn't think that much about it. But when I woke up the next morning, it was painful and really swollen. Back then, I thought of myself as a top-tier athlete. So I arranged to see Dr. Dan Canal, the team physician for the Miami Dolphins. Around the same time I was going to see Dr. Canal, he was also treating Reggie Roby, the Pro Bowl punter for the Dolphins. I figured my injury warranted the same quality of care that Reggie was getting. I ended up having surgery. It was successful, but Dr. Canal recommended that I avoid high-impact sports in the future. Unfortunately, basketball was out of the question. I realized I was no longer invincible and I was feeling really low. While I was in the waiting room for one of my post-op visits, I browsed through an automotive magazine. There was an advertisement for the new Alfa Romeo 164. The car was sexy as hell. It was designed by Pininfarina, and it was assembled in Milan, Italy. Pininfarina also designed Ferraris. It had a 230-horsepower engine with a 5-speed manual transmission. I always loved the feeling of driving a clutch. I don't recall the ad exactly, but I do remember the words, "Distinguish yourself." They got me. The Alfa Romeo had a red exterior with black leather interior. I test drove the car 3 times before deciding on a very attractive 3-year lease. I drove out of the champion Porsche Audi dealer feeling like a new man. I felt that power in my biceps every time I shifted gears. My previous automobile inventory included a Pontiac, Chevrolet, Volvo, a Honda, and a Toyota. Yes, it's pretty dull. But now I needed something to help me through my midlife crisis. When the Sawgrass Expressway first opened, there was virtually no traffic. So what the hell, I took the car up to 100 miles an hour without so much as a jiggle in the steering column. The car was smooth as silk. That engine had a powerful yet gentle hum, unlike Mustangs whose engines growl. But then the luster started to wear off. During my first fill-up, I pulled on a latch in the interior of the car, which was designed to open the gas tank cover. I heard a clanking sound, and I realized that the cover had fallen to the ground. Evidently, one of the assembly workers had neglected to insert the little spring that holds the gas tank cover in place. Fortunately, the Alfa dealer was true to his word, and he replaced the part at no charge, but I had to wait 2 weeks for it to come in. Then the carpet started to tear free from the floor. Again, the repair was done free of charge. In those days, Alfas were not known to be reliable, but now they are. To complete the new image that I was trying to portray, my wife bought me a high-end Panasonic cell phone with a car adapter. Unfortunately, the female component was Italian and the male component was American. There was no way to make the two work together, but I found a private repair shop that was able to rig something that actually worked. My fondest memory of the 164 was when I took a trip to Orlando to attend a convention. I'm a podiatrist. Typically, these seminars start on Thursday morning at 8 o'clock, and they end Sunday afternoon. I really hate paying for those extra nights in the hotel just so I can be there for the first lecture. But then I remembered I had the 164. I woke up at 5 a.m., I shaved, I showered, and I was on the road by 5:30. I opened the sunroof, and I enjoyed that cool morning breeze. I had images of Dustin Hoffman, you remember, in The Graduate, in his Alfa Romeo, speeding up the California Coast Highway in order to rescue Catherine Ross from that empty-headed jock she was about to marry. I was there in time for the first lecture. That was my best memory. All of the people at these conventions, they brag about their practices, their children, and their homes. I was the star on Sunday when the valet brought my car to the front of the hotel. Granted, there were Corvettes, BMWs, Nissan Z, and a Cadillac or two. But there was nothing more exotic than my Alfa Romeo. I didn't do as well on the way home because the clutch broke. God, I hope nobody saw me on the side of the road, rubbing my left knee, which was sore from all the clutching that I had to do.
Jay Lieberman with a story about a new car.
And the midlife crisis that has to go with it.
I thought it was a very funny story, Karen.
Funny, but also very poignant. How many of us have been there or know somebody who's been there? We try to regain our youth. Maybe not you, Michael, but I try to regain my youth in all kinds of ways, and many of us do. And I am on the far side of 40, so I don't even see 40 as midlife particularly. 40 is the new 20 as far as I'm concerned. But here was Jay, who considered himself at 40 a top-tier athlete. And I love the perfect irony. You just can't make this up. If you saw this in a movie, you would say, oh, please. I love that he's sitting in his doctor's office, just been told that he can't engage in the kind of exercise, the kind of sport he had come to love, because it would be too hard on his old tired bones and muscles. And he reads about this car, and that is just the perfect sequence from your own steam to the Alfa Romeo steam.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Exactly.
I thought it was funny that he expected the same. Well, I'm sure he did get the same treatment as the professional football player, but the football player was probably half his age.
Could have been. Good point. But also, if he had been in another doctor's office, maybe there would have been Honda ads in the magazines sitting there.
I find it so humorous because it's, I guess it's a stereotypical scene of seeing someone with a big fancy sports car broken down at the side of the road.
Well, I didn't want to go there, but you're right. At least those of us who drive a Prius can look at those drivers and say, ha, we're still on the road. It gives us a little bit of satisfaction. It's always fun to enter the world that are new to you, okay? Just the fact that he could list, as if it were written in front of him, all the different makes of cars that he had.
Well, he did refer to it as the 164.
That's true. And he goes into great detail about it. And I just felt like it was so fun being behind the eyes of somebody in the brain, in the mind, in the life of somebody who has all of this knowledge and all this experience and all of this interest. And let's face it, desire, shall we say lust, he called the car sexy as hell, that I don't have. And yet for those few minutes, I could get into his world.
And also the disappointment at the first fill up when the gas tank cover fell off.
They did fix it for free. And I don't know if his Volvo, three Volvos wouldn't have, I love the way he said that, wouldn't have had problems as well. Probably not, but maybe.
I find it funny that the best thing about going to the convention he found was showing off his car.
That car ad said, distinguish yourself. He's waiting for the valet. There's all of these Cadillac drivers and Mercedes drivers and all the rest, Lexus drivers, I assume. And out comes the valet with his Alpha. And he says, I was the star on Sunday. And you know what? That's worth a lot. He didn't happen to mention how much he paid for that Alfa Romeo. But at that moment, he compared himself to one of the greatest actors in American cinema, Dustin Hoffman. Can your Prius give you that, Michael?
No, it's from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows being broken down on the side of the road.
But I get the feeling that for Jay, it might have been all worth it.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they would like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send an email to cneil, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fsandfrankau.edu.
There's more information at our website at wlrn.org, including archive stories and further contact information. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.